Hello, and welcome to my podcast. Now, last time I told you guys about the mic, it still has not come in. With everything going on, I can see deliveries being a little late. So, just bear with me, and it should come in soon. I hope. Because I don't like this audio quality very much, and I do believe with mic it would be much better. There is also something else I want to address. Throughout the course of these podcasts, you will notice that I am going to take... just like that. I'm going to take pauses, and sometimes they'll be longer than others. That's not me intentionally trying to do that, and that's not me trying to buy extra time. Goodness. I have Tourette's syndrome, and so that is a portion of what's affecting me right now. When I'm just talking to someone, sometimes it will just make me freeze up altogether and I can't move, I can't blink, I can't breathe for a few seconds, and then I can go on about whatever I'm doing. It happens when I talk, it happens with whatever I'm doing. And so now it's starting to happen here too. It's not necessarily happening mid-sentence, which is very nice. I'm very thankful for that. It's happening after I finish the sentence, and I want to go right into another one, but it makes me pause. I have no control over when it happens or how long, but I am doing my best to keep it tamped down, because I know that following along and listening and then an abrupt stop can get extremely annoying. So bear with me. I'm doing as much as I can to keep the Tourette's at bay. And that's it, really. That's all I can do. I'm not trying to hide it. I don't believe you should do that. I'm just trying to make the listeners aware that is something that will most likely continue for the duration of these podcasts. So, I hope you can get used to it, and I hope you can be okay with it. And if you cannot, I'm sorry, but it's not anything I can help. Now that we've got that out of the way, what I wanted to make this episode about is family relations, dealing with the very well-known pandemic, coronavirus, and making use of this time right now. Now, I would say most of us, before all this happened, we were saying to ourselves and to other people, man, if things could just slow down for a little bit, or if things would just slow down, I could get that done, or I'm sorry we haven't had a lot of time to talk lately, things have just been so busy, if things would slow down, we could catch up, talk, and etc., and well, we're here now. There's almost nothing going on. Everyone is inside. Everyone has free time. Now is the time to make things work. Now is the time to work on things. I know being stuck inside the house with people for so long can really, really get on your last nerves. Especially if it was someone that you weren't the most fond of, or they just got on your nerves in a especially wrong way. Just because. Still, that doesn't mean that this isn't an opportunity to work on things. You have the time now to make all those projects you wanted to do, to to start them, to finish them, to see them through, to sit down and think about them. The same thing goes for the people. Even if you aren't in the same household with someone, that doesn't mean that you can't make things better. Write them a letter. Postal service is still working. FaceTime them. Call them. Text them. Message them on Facebook. Any means you have of contacting someone else and spending time with them, working things out with them, discussing things, now is the time to do it. For a long time, there hasn't been a better time than this to do it. So take this opportunity. Don't just say, okay, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it in a little bit, or I'm still kind of busy this week, maybe next week. Take the time now. You know you should. You know you can. Just take the first step. And you say, well, what if I don't really want to make things better with that person? That's okay. You don't have to make things better with that person. Just make sure it's not affecting you in a negative way. If you've got this constant nagging and a constant voice in your head or in your heart saying, you know, now's the perfect time, you don't have a lot going on, then it is affecting you. It is bothering you. And you need to fix it. Whether that is apologizing, or letting someone apologize, or discussing something, clearing the air, moving on, catching up, whatever it is, it needs to be done. Don't let this time go to waste. You have so much time right now to use it. You have time for work, if you are blessed enough to still have work. You have time for downtime. You have time for family, for news, for cooking, eating, cleaning. You have that time now. Make the use of it. You also might even have some time for procrastination. I have quite a bit of that. Kind of wish I didn't. But I can't change that. I have a lot of time for procrastination. But, like I'm giving you guys advice, I'm still doing the same. I'm not making the most out of all my time, but I'm trying to make of it what I can. I'm doing the cleaning. I'm doing the cooking. I'm doing the relaxing. I'm doing the working out. I'm actually still working. I am very thankful that my job was able to be a work-from-home job. Very, very fortunate to have that. So I am still able to make everything work. I know you guys can too. Just take it one step at a time. Don't even take it one day at a time, because sometimes that's just a bit too much to chew. You know? That's a lot to put on your plate. I've got a whole day ahead of me. Dang. Well, take it at this moment in time. You've got this moment to make a decision. So do that. Make that decision. Make that call. Send that text. Sit down and work on this project you've been wanting to work on for so long. You can do it, and you know you can. And maybe you don't struggle with procrastination. Maybe you're on it. You're on top of it. That's awesome. Can you teach me? I would love to be like that. But if you are on top of everything, help others. make sure you've still got plenty of time for yourself, but help others, help them with their schedule, talk things out with them, offer some advice, you know, don't shove it down their throats. Just say, hey, I've noticed you've been struggling a little bit and I'd like to help if I can. I think I might have some advice that might help. Would you like to hear it? And if they say yes, then there you go. If they say no, then just let it be. This is the best time to do everything that you're trying to get done. Don't let it go to waste. And on terms of coronavirus, I know it's everywhere. I know it's scary. I know loved ones have been lost. I know there's a lot of fear about losing loved ones. And that's unfortunate. That's something that just, it's a fact about what we're going through right now, coronavirus. It's not fair. It's not good. It's not happy. But it's what's going on. That doesn't mean that it will last forever, though. Near the start of coronavirus, I was on a news feed. I saw a woman say, I can't do it anymore. And so she jumped from her balcony. It was not very far into coronavirus, you know, quarantine. And that's not to take anything away from her. I feel very sorry for her, and I feel very sorry that she, I don't know her situation, but by judging from that, I assume she didn't really have people there that she could talk to in person or over the phone, and the loneliness, the silence, the lack of anything going on got to her, and it was too much. That's very unfortunate. Because in the end, at the end of all this, coronavirus is going to go away. We're not always going to be in quarantine. It's not always going to be like this. The stadiums are going to open up. Your malls are going to open back up. Your favorite restaurants, the dining rooms in them, are going to open back up, and you can go out for family dinners again. You can go out with lunch with friends. You can go to your favorite hangout again. Just not right yet. Be patient. Do a lot of self-care for right now. And make yourself stronger at the end of this pandemic. It's going to be okay, and it's not going to last forever. I know it seems that way. We're on day what of coronavirus? I feel like that episode of SpongeBob where they stayed open for 24 hours and eventually Mr. Krabs is like, what day is it? I lost count. And it pans over to Squidward and he goes, 43. And I genuinely have lost count of what day of quarantine we're in. It's different for every state and every region how severe the quarantine is. Thankfully, I am where it's not so severe. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I am thankful for the situation in which I'm in, and it's not as severe as some others, which is something I am very thankful for. I am sad for those people that are in that situation. I wish they weren't in that situation, but I am glad that I am not in their situation. Regardless, quarantine is not easy. I like being by myself. I enjoy it very much. I do enjoy all the alone time that I am getting, and the not need for constant oh, I have this event, I have that event, I've got to go here, I've got to do this, I have to do that. It's been nice canceling all the plans, not having any meetings, not having to make this event or drive to that location or hang out with these people. It's been nice, but I know it's also not nice for everyone. Some people cannot wait to get back out there again, and I know that's not my lifestyle, but I do understand it. If it's something you love to do and you can't do it, then it's hard. It's beyond hard. It doesn't mean that you can't get through it, though, because we both know you can. I and all of my listeners, which is currently none, know that you can get through this. You, the listener, right now, you specifically, you can get through this. Just take it one moment at a time. If it resorts to rationing your social media intake, that way you can save some for later, then then go ahead. Do it. Do everything in your power to make yourself okay during this situation and those around you, and all of you work together. And if you're by yourself, then do that. Ration what you have to. Do everything you can to get your mind off of the quarantine. Look for the future, because the future is not coronavirus. The future is everything opening back up and life literally functioning like it was before. This is like some new era, but it's not. This is a temporary thing. I know it might not seem like that, but there is hope. We can get through it. You can too. Just be patient. It will all work out. It will go back to normal. For those of you that are in this situation, and there are two categories. The people without a lot of money that do have a job right now, and the people without a lot of money that do not have a job right now. I understand. For me and my family, things have been tight, to say the least. Throughout my entire life, really, things were really tight. When I was young, and I'm talking about around, 7 to 9, so anywhere from 13 to 11 years ago, there was a decision on whether or not we needed food or gas. And I was like, okay, food or gas, obviously you get the food, or obviously you get the gas. If you don't have food, you can't eat. If you don't have gas, you can't go to the store with a little bit of money that you have left to go get food. I'm happy to say that things aren't that way now. Not that we're far away from it. I'm sure that the speakers picked up that digital sound. I'm sorry. I have no idea what that was. My home phone decided to make a sound for whatever reason. I was not expecting it. Back to what I was saying. Not that we're far away from it now, because we aren't, but we are better, and we're very thankful for that. But I know how those of you feel that don't have a lot of money. I know how tight things are. I understand opening up those cabinets and seeing nothing. Opening up the fridge and it being bare. Opening up your wallet, your purse, your billfold, or looking at your account and not seeing anything. I know how that feels. My advice to you would be that, one, it will get better, even if you don't think it will. I know you think, okay, well, great. That helps a lot. Yeah, that. And I know that doesn't help very much. The second thing I would say is don't get bogged down in what's going on right now. Everything in your world right now is revolving around money. I need to buy this because I need it for this reason, but I can't because the money that I don't have needs to go to this bill that I do have. I understand that. But don't focus on that. If you focus on that, you won't ever be able to pull out of it. Get a journal and write down every day how much money you made if you were able to, how much you had to pay out, how much you have left, and what you can do to change it tomorrow. Write down all the things that you do have and that you are thankful for. I know it doesn't seem like much, but looking at pages and pages of that and making yourself aware of it every day will help. Making yourself aware that it is okay. That there are things that I do have that I am thankful for. Look, it's written right here. That tomorrow can be better and that this doesn't have to be my life forever. Because it doesn't have to be. Things are tight right now, but they won't always be. And for those of you that are tight and without a job, if you can, ask friends, family, businesses, reach out to them for help. Ask them for some supplies. Ask them for some food. Ask them for opportunities to work or to help out or any way you can, and they can give you a wage. Coronavirus won't last forever, so after that, hopefully everyone can get back to work. But for the time being, that doesn't help right now. So for the time being, ask everywhere you can to lend something. If you have a service to offer, offer the service. If you don't, then just ask. Everyone can get through this, but some people are going to need help more than others. And if you're in a position where you need a little bit more help than another person, that's okay. Ask. Because you are worth it. You're worth no less than anyone else. That everyone is worth something. Now, I don't know when coronavirus will clear up. I hope it's soon. But it will eventually clear up. So, for now, Take it one moment at a time. I know you can, and you do too. So for now, just breathe and try and make your way through it. And I'll be back again to talk this upcoming Sunday.